This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about Morocco, its new king, and Moroccan terrorists. Once again, the North African country of Morocco is in the news. In late May 2007, in Barcelona, Spanish police arrested 16 men, 14 of whom were Moroccans. In addition to recruiting and training jihadis for action in Iraq and Afghanistan, these suspects were most likely connected to the Madrid train bombings in March 11, 2004, that killed 191 people. Spanish police have been closely watching radical Muslims from North Africa for many years. Saudi national Mohammed Atta, mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, visited these terrorist cells twice, and most of their funding comes from Saudi Arabia. In May 2003, three Saudis were given 10-year sentences for starting an Al-Qaeda cell in Morocco and planning to blow up ships in the Straits of Gibraltar. The Ministry of Islamic Affairs has also proscribed the teaching of the fundamentalist Wahhabi theology from Saudi Arabia. On the general question of whether the killing of civilians is ever justified, 79% of Moroccans in a University of Maryland poll said never. On a more specific question, however, about killing Americans in Iraq, 56% said that it was okay. What is interesting and not a little shocking is that only 46% of Americans said never to the killing of civilians. And with regard to the second question, it would be interesting to see how many Americans would think that it was okay to kill Muslims who had invaded a Christian country. Morocco's king, Mohammed VI, has vigorously pursued policies to project a moderate image that liberalize the economy, that reject radical Islam, and that move away from an early American alliance in which the CIA helped his father to liquidate alleged leftist sympathizers. Mohammed VI has supported the Equity and Reconciliation Committee, which has investigated the death of thousands of political prisoners, some who have disappeared in huge vats of acid in a detention center in Rabat, the capital city. The committee has recommended the abolition of the death penalty, which, it is argued, would make it easier for those involved in extrajudicial killings to come forward and confess. When Mohammed VI ascended to the throne in 1999 at the age of 36, most of the world knew him as a flamboyant playboy. That image soon faded as he broke with tradition and decided not to reside in his father's palace along with 40 concubines. The king has also declared that he will have only one wife, and he and his bride were married in an unprecedented public wedding. As both the head of government and religion, Mohammed VI has issued a decree that Moroccan men must limit themselves to two wives, down from the traditional limit of four. Actually, only 2% of Moroccan men have more than one wife. The king has also ruled that women have a right to divorce, a right to sign the marriage contract, and a right to approve of a second wife. When I was in the beautiful Moroccan port city of Essaouira in April 2007, there were dozens of banners with the king's portrait, and every curb was getting a fresh coat of red and white paint for a royal visit. All of us should hope that this popular young king can change the image and face of the Muslim world and eliminate the conditions and beliefs that make the terrorist cause so attractive. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.